Vayter in Shasbir and Kedushin Daf Chaf, picking it up, 13 lines down, Tanu Rabbanam. Zok the Halakha Gemara, Tanu Rabbanam, Im b'kapo yavo b'kapo yitzei, it says about an Eved Ivri, that if he comes in with his body, he goes out with his body. Begufo nichnas begufo yitzei, with his body comes in, the body goes out. We shall explain what that means, says Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain. That Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yechidi nichnas yechidi yetzei. If he comes in alone, he goes out alone. And again, we're going to explain what that means. Now, my begufo nichnas begufo yetzei. What does that mean? Amar Rava, Lomar she'ini yotzei b'roshe evarim ke'eved. We know in Eved Kenani that if his eye falls out, his tooth falls out, you have to let him go free. But in Eved Kenani, it's not the case. Lomar she'ini yotzei b'roshe evarim ke'eved. He doesn't leave like an Eved does. Rather, he comes in with his body, he goes out with his body. Okay, you pay him for whatever value of the things that he got damaged, but he doesn't leave early. Amar Le Abai says, Ahu, what are you talking about? That idea of, we learn from somewhere else, Ahu mi lo seitze kitzeis ha'avodim nafka. That's talking about here an Amma Ivriya, then we explained that means to say that she doesn't go out, just like an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kenani does. So we need that to teach us that din, that lo seitze kitzeis ha'avodim. So I'm sorry, we learned the din from Lo Tzitzik Tzav Adam. So why, what are you doing with the pasuk that says, where are we getting the principle? That Enu Yotzei Barosh Evarim Kevin, we learn that from here. So as a Gemara, Imi Hasam, if you learn that from there, then Havamin, I would have thought, Nasiv Le Deme'ein of an Epic. I would say that what it means is that you go ahead and you pay him for the value of what he got damaged to his eye, and then he goes free. You have both those things to happen. Because, right, so now, Kamash Malin, therefore it's coming to teach you that what says, if he comes in, it's coming to say that a Jewish slave, Eved Ivri, only gets paid for the loss that he loses of his eye, his teeth, whatever it is, but he doesn't go free because of that. Okay, next, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he says, Yechidi nechaz yechidi yetzei, that if he comes in by himself, he goes out by himself. Right, says, Rabbi Eliezer, nami mashmalei, he comes in alone, he goes out alone. In fact, the Gemara, my yechidi yetzei, what does it mean when it says that he goes out alone? Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, he says, means to say, yesh lo isha ubanim, if, let's say, this Eved Ivri comes in with a wife and with kids, then Rabbo Moshe lo shifcha kananis, he gives him shifcha kananis, Rashi says, al karchol, against his will, he can give this Jewish servant a non-Jewish maidservant, and they have little servantlets. You know, they have kids, and those kids stay with him. Ain lo isha ubanim, but if he doesn't come with an isha ubanim, then ain rabba mosel lo shivcha kananis, and they don't give him a shivcha kananis, you're not able to do such a thing. Now, Zark the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, we're talking about now Giron Kesef, and that is that if a person works for 6 years, and let's say he comes in, he pays $600, he is bought for $600. After a year, he can buy himself out for $500. After 2 years, for $400, and so on and so forth. Now says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Nimkar b'maneh. Let's say he gets sold for a maneh, which is 100 zuz. V'yishbiach v'amad amasayim. And now, while he's working, he ends up being more valuable. He ends up being 200 zuz. Minayin she'ein mechashin lo el maneh. How do we know that when we're doing the giron kesef, that we only do it according to what he was at the time that they came in? Shenamar mikesef niknaso, from the money of his purchase, which is telling you that it goes according to the purchase price, and that's it. Says the price of more. Now, Nimkar ben Asayim, if he gets sold for 200 zuz, v'hichsif v'amed almana, and what happens is he goes, becomes less valuable, and now he's only worth a mana. Rashi says hichsif means niskalkel. Menayin she'in mechashol er amana. Interesting. How do we know they're only doing according to the mana, that he goes on the lower value? The double dipping for the Eved Ivri here. Tamid lomar, kifi shanav. We go according to the years. What does that mean? The mashmos of the pasuk is that it's equal to the value, the current value of his servant's remaining years. So calculate it to how much he is now. Now obviously, we're going to say how we dodge in these psukim in a way that the person doesn't go from, if it goes up to 100 to 200, that the Eved Ivri doesn't have to buy himself out at a higher price. But if it goes from 200 to 100, then the Eved Ivri is going to gain in such a matzav. Pretty much everybody's only is gaining over here. So we're gonna discuss that. Now it says the Brisa goes on, Ainli Ella Evid and Nimkar Lovid Kochavim. But these psukim is only talking about a one who sold to an Ovid Kochavim, that it works according to, you know, it's for his advantage. Hol v'niga al bekrovim, since he can be redeemed against the Bal Korach of the Baal, of the Adon, of the master, by the relatives. Yado al tachtona, therefore we say that he is the lesser advantage over here. Nimkar Yisomenal, how do we know if it's sold to Yisrael? that that's going to be the case where the relatives aren't allowed to go and redeem against his will. And for the Baraisa says, Tam lomar, sachir, sachir, l'gzer shava. We learn that l'gzer shava, sachir, sachir, something which we learned early in the Masech that we equate the two through the gzer shava. So just like in that case, in here case as well. Now, frakta gemara. Amar Abaye, hareni ki ben azay b'shukit tveri. I'm like ben azay, who was in the Shuk at Tveri, meaning very sharp, and he's got it. Rashi says, ki hava b'dicha daite, hava ragil l'meimer hachi, hareni pasuach u'muchan, when he's feeling good, he'll say, I'm ready and open, l'hashiv sholi, ask me davar Torah, ki ben azay, just like ben azay, shay yadar b'tveri, shay yacharif v'darshan, v'ar mekol chachmi yisol, l'fnei k'lifanai, k'klipas ha'shum, chutz min ha'kerach hazeh, meaning, he's in a good mood. He's like, I'm like him. I can answer any question over here. And he was so sharp, and I'm ready for it. What do you got? Amaleahu Meir Abunan Abaye. So they came and they asked him the following question. Michti, Hani Kroy, these Pesukim we brought above, Ikal Midrashina Lakula, you could expound them being Makel. Ikal Midrashina Lachomer, you could do a Makel. My Chutz Darshina Lakula, why are we Makel with the Evid Ivri that he's not going to end up losing out? The Midrashina Lachomer, why don't we be Machmir and say that if value goes up, then he's to pay according to the value goes up, and value goes down, pay according to the value that it was at the time he was sold. That's just Lachmir. Ala Evid, it should be Achitin Kvishan of Hichsiv Yoshalu Fikesim Mikanasa. Like, why don't we lose it? Why don't we say that? That's a buy, it looks like a Daikh. He wouldn't have thought that. For the fact that the Torah is makel with him, and therefore we're going to be makel with him as well. The Tanya Hedemim is makel. Kitov lo imach, like we saw earlier also mentioned, this evidence will be good with you. Imach b'maycha v'imach mishta, with you in your food, with you in your drink. Shalote ata ochel pas nekiyav hu ochel pas kibar, you can't be eating fine flour, and he's eating lower class, lower level flour. You're drinking aged wine, which has not yet reached its, you know, its peak. You're sleeping on these comfortable stuff. On straw. It's like he acquired a master for himself. So that's why we learn out, since we know the Torah is Mekel, therefore with the Eved Ivri, we're Mekel with him as well. That's why. Maybe that's only by food and drink. Not to cause him pain. Like we learned from Yosef Chanina, the Tanya. Therefore, we wouldn't have, like you're saying, Tyre. We're looking at the Bais of Yosef Chanina and Omer. Bo ure'e kamakasha avaka shel shvias. Come and see how intense it is. Avak shvias. I mean, it's like the dust of shvias. When a person is involved with Yisurim, that are even lower level stuff. Adam nosim nosim b'per shvias. If a person does business with per shvias, and he wants to gain from it, which you're not allowed to do. Lesof mocheres metaltalov. In the end, he's going to be becoming so poor that he's going to have to sell all his metaltalin. Shenamer b'shnasa yovel teshuva ish el achuzaso. Like it says in the Pasuk, in the yovel year, each shall return to his ancestral heritage. Says Rashi, v'chi timkru, im timkru, v'tiknu, masha asayti lechem, bo, tzofich limkom mechar, that word over there, v'chol kli b'secha, mem karcha, v'chol kli b'secha. If you end up being involved in business at a time when they say you're not supposed to be, you're going to end up having to sell your own property. V'samach lein, it says right next to it, v'si chisim kru mimkar lamisecha o kanum yad amisecha, when you make a sale of goods to your fellow or make a purchase from the hand of your fellow, davar niknam yad liyad, when it says this lashon of the hand of kanum yad amisecha, it means things that are metaltalin. And the fact that this pasuk is right next to the one right before, that we can learn out that one is also going to have to sell the stuff because he's going against Shvias. And we go on, lo hirgish, if let's say, if this guy doesn't do tshuva for what he did, for his behavior, Hashem says, lo sam libo, the peronus haba, levlach sabo, me'averish habiyado, if he doesn't, you know, change his ways, then lesof mocher es sedosav, he's going to end up selling his fields. Shenamer ki yomach achicha yomachar mechuzaso. And the pasuk says, if your brother becomes impoverished, poor, and he sells part of his ancestral heritage, lo basayado ache mocher es beso, and after this, he's going to get to a point where he's not going to do tshuva until he has to sell his house. Shenamer ki yimkar beis moshav ir choma, he's going to sell his house in the walled city. Now, frankly, we're just in the middle of this conversation. Ma'ishna hasam da'amar lo hirgish. Why is it that the Braisa says that if the one lo hirgish means he doesn't think about it, doesn't pay attention to what he's doing? Rashi says the mashma im lo hirgish sofa lova lekacha b'kulo tana lo basi yado ad shemocha the mashma the pshita le latana the darka b'kach. The low sava liado shiyasha b'tshuva atchi yikabel old pranos maish nahachad da'amar low basayado. Over here it says thoughts of tshuva are not going to come to his hands. So the first one's like, if he doesn't think about it, that's implying that he makes a decision not to. And then he's going to have this intense stuff fall on him. And the second one says that he's for sure he's not going to do it. He's going to have even worse things. Because Rav Huna says, Damar Rav Huna, Kevin Shavar Adam Avera, Rav Shanabo, once a person's Avera, and he repeats that Avera, Hutrilo, it becomes Mutter to him. Hutrilo, Sakadadako, you thought it was going to be Mutter to him? Elanas is Lokhatter, it becomes to him like Hatter. You do an Avera one time, you do it two times, and that's Lokhatter, it's like it's Mutter. Back to the Bryce. Lo Basil Yodo Achil Mucher as Bito, he won't even do Chuva until he ends up selling his daughter, Shandabar, Ki, Vichim Korish, is Bito Lama, when he sells his daughter as a slave. And we stop at just interlude over here. V'afal gav to bito lok siva b'hayinyon. Even though, as I mentioned over here, Hakamash Malan is coming to teach you that this being inish brativ alonezif b'rubisa, a man will sell his daughter and not borrow money with ribis to go and pay off and deal with ribis. My time of why? Brate migro v'nafka. His daughter, you can deduct money and goes out. V'ha most of us, but when it comes to paying back money that you borrow with interest, it's going to keep adding up and adding up and adding up. Back to the Bryce. So Lobas Leo Dal Shalofa Bribis is not going to come doing tshuva until he does it, ends up doing it with Ribis. Shenamar, V'chiyamach V'chiyamata Yadu Imach. And he's going to come to you. V'samach Leim right after it says, Al Tikach Meito. Don't take from him, meaning don't take Ribis. Lobas Leo Dal Atshamach is Atshamach. He's going to get to a point where he's going to have to sell himself. Shenamar, V'chiyamach V'chiyamata V'nimcha Allah. He's going to be sold to you. Lo Lecha Ela Leger. And it's not only to you that he's going to come to sell himself, but even to a ger. Shenemar Liger, like the Pasuk says, Liger, V'lo Liger Tzedek. We're not talking about someone who completely converted to Yiddish guy. El Liger Toshav. Shenemar Ger Toshav. What's a Ger Tzedek? It's a straight up Jew. A Ger Toshav, though, is somebody who does Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He accepts he's going to do Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Shenemar Ger Toshav. Mishpachas Ger Zavik Chavim. The same Pasuk goes on to say that he could be sold to Mishpachas Ger, the family of the Ger. This is talking about a guy. Kishu Omer Le'eker, when the Pasuk says afterwards, to an idol, meaning to an idol of the family of the Ger, peep turned up, page Chavim base, Zen Nimkar Levodus Kuchavim Atzma. This means that the person who ends up going against Shemitah, this guy ended up being a servant who sold to an Avodah Zarah itself. Rashi says what that means is that Lachlav Eitzim, Ushar Tzorcha, V'lo L'shem Elokus. Right, that he's going to go ahead and he's going to end up being a wood chopper. He's going to be doing things for the Avodah Zarah. Amar Lei Sabai, he says to the one who asked him the Kasha, Hasam Ha Ahadre Kra. There in the Psukim, which we're talking about this Yid who's serving the Avodah Zarah, we say that the Pasuk is brings back, Ahadre brings him back, meaning to say, Rashi says, L'chol Yisrael L'rachim Alav, in order to be merciful on them. The Tani Rabbi Shmuel, the very Rabbi Shmuel, Hol v'holach zev and asa komer levodas kochavim, and this Yid went, and it became working for, you know, Avodah Zarah, eim litchi evin acher hanofel. I may have said, let's push a stone down after one who has fallen. In other words, okay, you messed up. We're not even going to let you come out. We're not going to be able to, we're not even going to redeem you. Rashi says that itcha evin shalotei lo geula, there's no way of redeeming him. Tamalover the Pasuk says, acherei nimker geula tielo. After he's been sold, he should be redeemed. It should be redemption. One of his brothers should go and redeem him. So we see that the Pasuk is Merachim on the Yid who sells himself to a guy, even though he did all these bad things. So therefore we can understand that the Tana explains the Psukim about his Geula, about being redeemed, to be Makel. Wow, there's a long shtickle to get that point of it, and that's the answer to his question, that he should be Makel with him. Okay, ve'ema, hold on. In fact, the Gemara kash on that ve'ema geula tielo ki hechi delo litama bein ovikachavim. Let's say that the Torah is commanding that he has to be redeemed so that he shouldn't become, you know, go off the derech and be part of the goyim. Holding the pidyon nachmi alemi the Rabbi Yosef Yochanan. But still, in reference to the pidyon, we should be topodim. But in terms of the pidyon, we should be machmir on him. Because he went against the Torah, and that's bad news over here. Well, Gemara says, okay, you know, that's a pretty good point over here. So if we have to explain a different answer. Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak Trey Korik Sivi, because you have two psukim that are written in reference to going out and paying back the money. And therefore, we explain like this. Ksiv, im od rabos bashanim, if there's still a great amount of left in the years, and this statement over here comes right before the words that we saw before, that we said from the money of his purchase, right? Mikesef Minkasov. So now we say, Uksiv, and it says, V'im'at nisha b'shanim, and if there is a small amount of years that are left, V'chi yesh shanim rubos, yesh shanim u'atos, whether they're bigger years or smaller years, of course not. Elo, what it means is, Nisraba kaspo, that if the value of him becomes greater during the years, then mikesef b'ingna. So, then we do it from the money of his purchase, Nismayat kaspo, that if the value comes smaller, then kfi shanim, we go according to the years, and he darshes it from the pasuk itself to be Mekel. Says the Gemara, V'emachinami. Why don't we say, with the pasuk saying bigger or smaller, that it means that. Heichad da'avit shreyu pash le'dalad, where the servant worked for 2 years, and he's 4 years that are left, the nesav le'dalad mikesavim gaso. Then you have to return the money of the 4 years from kesavim gaso, what he was bought for. That's when there's bigger years. And avar da'alad upash le'tarte, but if he worked for four and he left over two, it's a smaller years, nesav tarte kfi shanav, we go according to shanav, and therefore whatever the value is right now. And therefore, you have no right to be Mekel. Says the Gemara, Imkain, if it's really true, the Metamitz is left over, the Nichtav Kra, Im Od Rabos Shanim, Im At Nishar Shanim, My Bas Shanim. I should have said, if referenced specific to the years, My Bas Shanim in the years, is Rabakasa Bishanim, Mikesef Miknaso, Nismayat Kasa Bishanim, Kefi Shanav. That's how we darshan it. So that's why we Mekel. And Amar Rav Yosef, Darshinhu Rav Nachman Nahani Kroi Kesinai. Why? He said he expounded this the way they were supposed to be understood from Har Sinai. Beautiful. Even though this is in parentheses, I'm going to read it. That is Simon, Evid, Bais, Chatzoin, Bais, Evid, and Kroivim. Okay, these are all the different things we're going to be dealing with. Here we go. Frak the Gemara. Boy, name of Hunamer, Chinan, Amar Rav Jesus. Evid, Ivri, and Imkal, Ovi, Kachabim. If you have a Jew that was sold to a guy, can it be redeemed by halves or not? Meaning, is it possible to pay off some of his time but still continue working? Or do you have to pay off all of it? Like it's, you know, can you do it like in piecemeal? Like he has 6 years left, 5 years left. I'll pay off for 1 year and only have 4 years left. Or if you're paying, you have to pay off all of it at one time. So he says, here's where the question is coming from. Geulaso, geulaso, mistei achuza gamar. Do we learn a gezeira shava of geulaso, geulaso from mistei achuza, from an ancestral field, the mistei achuza, inu nigal lechatzoyin, you're not able to do lechatzoyin. Av hai nami inu nigal lechatzoyin. Odilma, lekula minin, lechomer lo minin. Only when it comes to be makel, that's where we say it, but lechomer, we don't say it. Rashi says, we'll explain how that could be, lekula or lechomra. Amar Lehi says back to him, Lav Amar Tassam, didn't we say over there that Nimkar Kulo Velo Chetzio, that all of them has to be sold, and it can't be that half of them is sold? We saw that way back in the Yud Ches. By way back, I mean 2 daf ago. Hachinami, Nigal Kulo Velo Chetzio, has got to be redeemed all, and it can't be partial redemption at a time. Amar Abaye, Im Tim Salman Nigal Lechetzoin, if you want to say that he's able to be done Lechetzoin, Mishkachas Lo Lekulo Lechurma, it'll come out. Kum Techois. That sometimes it's going to be Mekel, Kula for him, and sometimes it's going to be Machmir for him. Lekula, how does it come out to be a Mekel? Zabne b'meir, because let's say he was bought, the master bought him for 100 zuz, Yov le'chamshin palga d'dame, and then he gave him 50 zuz, which is half of the value. Therefore, he takes off half of his term. Now, instead of 6 years, he has 3 years left. V'ashpach v'kamal masan, and then he goes up in value. Now he's worth 200 zuz. Iyamrit nigel chatzoyim, if you want to say he's able to be done in halves, that it ends up being now that Yoiv le Mea Vinafik. He can give 100 zuz more, which is half of his value right now, and then he ends up going free. As opposed to the flip of that would be, and then Yoiv le Mea Vichamshin Vinafik is to give him 150 zuz above what the 50 already gave him before he's able to go out, and that's going to end up being a chumra for him. The Gemara says, now, why should you have to pay higher, even according to that? Va'amart nisraba kaspo mikesef miknaso. We said that his price increases, he pays according to the purchase price. Therefore, it'll never go more than the 100 zuz paid originally, no matter what he is now. Kegon da'oker v'zal va'oker. The kula then is ended up being that, rather what we're saying is, we're talking about a case where his price was originally high, and then became cheap, and then it became high again. Right. Let's say he was bought for 200 zuz, and then it dropped down to 100 zuz and went up to 200 zuz again. So, like we said, that if a Eved Ivri's value drops below what he's bought for, then he can redeem himself at a lower price. But in the case we said now, the servant paid 50 zuz to his master while his value was lower. This is half of the redemption price at that time, and then it went up again. And to redeem himself, he has to pay the current price as long as it doesn't go above the original purchase price. And therefore, if his earlier partial redemption worked, he now only owes half of it and is redeemed for half of his value. And but if his redemption doesn't work, then he has to pay a full term at the higher price, which is 200 zuz. So if you're going to akir vizal, v'akir. Mishkachis la l'chumra. Now we explain how it can be that it's going to be a chumra. The zabne b'masen, if he's bought for 200 zuz, yoyev me'a palga didmei, he gives 100 zuz, half of the value, in order to redeem the second half. Ve'ichsaf v'kamal me'a. And then he goes down in value and is only worth 100. If you want to say you can redeem him in halves, then now he's only for half a term. And what does he have to do if he wants to get out? He wants to give 50 and he goes out. If you can't do it in piecemeal, then he's still full term. And Hanach Mea Pikadun in Ugabe, it's just a Pikadun. Just like collateral, it's just like a deposit to be able to get later. So the servant has to give. Give and then he goes out and he is free. Boy minei Rav Huna bar Chanan Rav Sheisha has hamocher bais b'batei arichoma. That's the person who goes and sells the house in batei arichoma. We know we learned the din that batei arichoma, Walt says in Eretz Yisrael, is that if you go and you sell it, I have the right to redeem it for 1 year after I sell it. If I don't, then the house becomes permanently the one who went and he bought it, and it doesn't even go back to me at Yovel. Now. The walled city has to be something which at the times Yeshua ben Nun, bam. Now, Hamocher Bayis Bavateri Choma, Nigel Lechatzayin or Nigel Lechatzayin? Can I get it back by paying Lechatzayin or not? Right? It says Imnasim Chati Damav, Besoch Shana, Marfuk Palgi Alod. Do I end up getting that half back or not? Gulasa Gulasa, Mistay Achuza, Garment Dulun, Gulasa Gulasa, Mistay Achuza, Mastay Achuza, Eno Nigel Lechatzayin, Af Hani Nami, Lo Nigel Lechatzayin, Arabatu. Oh, Dilma Hecha de Goli Goli. Whether the Torah says that, you can't take a Dol Goli Lo Goli. It doesn't say, therefore, you would be able to. Amalei says back, Midrash Shav Shimon, Mieshmaf, we can learn from that, which is mentioned of Shimon teaches, Shalova the Goel of a Goli Chatzayin. You can borrow money and redeem and do it by halves. Titania, Im Goel Yigal, Pasuk says, by the state, by the somebody who's Makdish, his Steachuza, if he redeems it, then Yigal, Melamet Shalova Vagol Vagol Lechatzayin, you're able to do it. Amar of Shimon Martam, he said, what's the reason that the Torah allows you to do it, but it doesn't let you do it by the Steach Chuza that was sold with borrowed money or Lechatzayin? Lefisha Mesina B'mochir Steach Chuza Sheyupa Kocha. We find that in the case of somebody who sells the Steach Chuza, his rights are strengthened by it. She'em Yigia Yovel V'lo Nigalu, that if Yovel comes with Adam going and redeeming it, it goes back to the owners. Therefore, his rights in reference to redemption were became weakened. He's not able to do these things. But in the case of his Makdish's field, and his rights in order to retain his field, they were lowered. That Shemi Gia Yovel Velonigalu, if he came and he did no gel, then Yosel Kohanim. Yovel goes to the Kohanim. Therefore, his rights of redemption were strengthened by the Torah that he's able to borrow money and redeem his muktash field with it, and he's able to do it lechatzayin. And therefore, we say that the one who sells his house in the walled city is also hol v'ura kocho, since his rights were weakened. She'em malu lo shana tamima v'lo nechalat, that if he didn't pay it up within the first year, then he loses it to the guy who bought it. Yupa kocho shalov v'gov v'gol chasayim. Therefore, we strengthen his ability that he's able to borrow money and redeem it, and he can even do it lechatzayin in halves. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here because it's about to hit a long brisa. And great, so I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.